Hey everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to today's ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest insights in clinical research operations. In under 3 minutes, we'll recap top stories, highlight expert perspectives, and keep you current on what's moving the industry. First up, the FDA has announced the launch of a secure GovCloud-based agentic AI system to support regulatory workflows across review divisions, inspections, and post-market monitoring. The platform aims to streamline administrative tasks and help staff manage growing data complexity while also maintaining the required human oversight. Up next, a new randomized clinical trial published in JAMA shows that a 3-month resistance exercise program can improve walking capacity, strength, and quality of life in adults with long COVID. Conducted across community and hospital settings, the intervention demonstrated strong adherence and minimal adverse events, reinforcing exercise as a practical option for persistent post-COVID systems. And finally, a new analysis recently published on Pharmaceutical Executive outlines how patient-reported outcomes and real-world evidence are expanding how treatment impact is evaluated beyond traditional clinical endpoints. As these data gain regulatory traction, sponsors are increasingly relying on statistical computing environments to generate standardized, reproducible outputs that support submissions. That's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. As always, thank you for listening.